Well, in today's dynamic economic landscape, Americans are strategically, in some cases, turning to credit cards as their preferred mode of payment. This shift is not merely about convenience, but it's also driven by the desire to capitalize on cash back or other types of rewards. And we turn now to the KRDO Newsline, where we're joined by Richard Hunt, Executive Chairman of the Electronic Payments Coalition. And we're going to talk about this and why middle-income Americans are turning to this kind of usage. Welcome, Richard.
Hey, Shannon. Good day to you.
Good day to you. So I think I know what you're going to say on this, but how do credit card rewards benefit consumers of all incomes?
Yeah, Shannon, it's fascinating what has taken place in this country and also in Colorado. When you think of reward points, most people think about taking a family vacation to Disney World, maybe going to Colorado Springs as well. But now we're seeing low to middle income America use reward cards to supplement their income. It is a lifeline for them. We know how much it now costs to go out to a restaurant, to go to the grocery store, to go to a gas station to fill up the car. So they're using this at a rapid pace. It's the fastest income level when it comes to times of participation. So they use cash back. The folks in the low to middle income are using cash back more so than points. And it is a lifeline for them. So not only are they using it for access to credit, but they're using it for additional supplemental income as well.
What advice would you offer to people so that they don't run afoul and end up in so much debt that they can't bail themselves out?
Well, one of the beauties of the credit card reward system is you can actually use your points to pay down your credit card statement at the end of the month. I know a lot of people who spend a lot of money around the holiday season, and they get their January bill in, and it's a surprise how much they spent. Well, you can use those reward points to pay off your credit card statement. We certainly want people to be financially secure and making sure they understand how much money they're spending. You can go to the website every single day, see how much money you're spending. You can set alarm systems as well, if you will, alerts, to make sure you know how much you're spending on a daily basis.
Now, Congress often takes up legislation that they think is going to help situations for consumers. But is there any legislation they're considering that could affect these programs?
Yeah, unfortunately, there is, Shannon. There is a bill called the Durbin-Marshall Bill in the United States Senate. Congress is trying to pass a law that would change the way credit cards are processed. Today, when you use your credit card, you feel pretty safe and secure. You have access to credit with this card. This would fundamentally change the way credit cards are processed. I think the fraud rate would go up, and I absolutely positively know one thing for sure, reward miles would go away. So the last thing Washington, D.C. should be doing is interfering with your credit card.
Well, if you are listening to this and you like what Richard is saying and you want to find out how you can learn more, you can go to the website that the Electronic Payments Coalition has set up. It's called handsoffmyrewards.com. And Richard, thank you for bringing attention to a subject that I think a lot of people thought was just, you know, set. That as long as those rewards are being offered, everything's going to be fine. So hopefully people educate themselves and learn a little more.
We need your help in Colorado Springs to educate members of Congress that this would be a bad building, and people rely on their credit cards both for access and for income. So anything you can do, we would appreciate it.
Richard Hunt, thank you for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you.